relief factor, pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at ReliefFactor.com and then order your three-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your three-week quick starter pack today. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. Be the next success story.
Fathers brought forth upon this continent a new nation, conceived in liberty and dedicated to the proposition that all men are created equal.
I know not what course others may take, but as for me, give me liberty or give me death.
The world will little note or long remember what we say here, but it can never forget what they did here.
Ask not what your country can do for you. Ask what you can do for your country.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
I can hear you. The rest of the world hears you. And the people... And the people who knock these buildings down will hear all of us soon.
And we will make America great again.
This is America First with Sebastian Gorka.
Yes, I know you tuned in to America First to hear the latest about football tryouts. No, you didn't. You're fibbing if you say that. When I talk sports, you're listening to the wrong guy. But I do have a producer who's rather into them. And now it's a cultural issue. It's a political issue. Because what is this guy's name? Colin Kaepernick. What did he do at the weekend? There's a tryout session. He wants to get back in the league. Yeah, right. And then 1 hour, 1 hour before he's supposed to perform, he says, oh, I'm not going to that one. I want to go to another stadium 60 miles away. Not grandstanding, is he? Do you believe Colin Kaepernick? I'm not sure I do, but we'll take your calls. The number is 833-33-GORKA. That's 833-334-6752. And who walks into the studio? It is none other than Matt Gaetz, Congressman Gaetz. Great to have you here with his fancy pin. You wear one of those big pins and you arrive at the White
House. It's a Chinese New Year.
It does, with a red background?
Yeah.
If that were a dragon, that would be Chinese New
Year. There's an entire committee of the Congress that has to get together and design the pin. I know this is probably what the American people...
You are joking.
No. The House Administration Committee, this is a central part of their work, is to get together and design the congressional pin.
The only thing worse than that would be to have impeachment hearings if there's no crime.
Yeah, actually designing the pin might be more productive.
It might be more, unless there's a pin for the impeachment. Are they going to design pin for the
maybe
impeachment?
Maybe this year, instead of pardoning the Thanksgiving turkey, they'll impeach it.
Oh, my gosh. Don't give them any more ideas. Please, Matt, welcome. You know who he is. Follow this man, Rep. Matt Gaetz. He's one of the few truth tellers on Capitol Hill, and we are delighted when he comes into the studio. Okay, where do we even begin?
We have to start with the chicken sandwiches. Yeah, you have to start with this Chick-fil-A saying that are not going to support the Salvation Army and the Fellowship of Christian Athletes. I mean,
what does this mean?
I think it means that in America we can no longer have a chicken sandwich without deconstructing our deepest thoughts on gender fluidity and intersectional gender questions.
Because when you feel the hankering for a chicken sandwich, it's always the intersectionality that comes to mind first.
Right, right.
Not whether it's going to be waffle fries.
No, it's where you are on fluid gender that really ought to come to your mind when picking out the
Media Matters are going crazy.
Chicken sandwich.
Are you guys typing that? Media Matters. Gender fluidity. No. It's not real, okay? Transgenderism, it's not real. Men are men, women are women.
And a chicken sandwich is a chicken sandwich.
And a chicken sandwich is a chicken sandwich. Or maybe today thinks it's roast beef.
Well, Of all the things in the world to be upset about, do we really have to be upset about the Fellowship for Christian Athletes and the Salvation Army?
So what does this mean? Does this mean Chick-fil-A surrendered?
I think it means that there is a new embrace of the cancel culture.
Yeah.
You know, we see more and more in society that the way that the left tries to engage is no longer through a substantive and logical analysis of the facts that are before us. It's all about, well, you know, associated with somebody who at one point said something weird, or you behave different, and so we have to just discount every single thing that you stand for, that you believe. And when you see that start to infect a group of young athletes who are Christians and want to bring a little bit of good to the world through their fellowship in athletics, it really has gone beyond the pale.
We didn't rehearse any of this. You can't tell, can you? Let's pull this thread a little. Stop laughing, Leroy. Behave. Let's pull this thread a little bit longer. I was in California with Hugh Hewitt at the weekend. We had a packed auditorium, and you could tell that they wanted help. They wanted advice as conservatives. And Hugh surprised me. He was asked, what should we do as conservatives in California? And Hugh, who's lived in California, said, move. And I said, Hugh, that's not the right message. And I said,
you moved. You left Hungary and came here.
I did, because I believe in America.
There you go.
And my message is the following. Tell me if this resonates. I think they've jumped the shark on the transgender thing. Because I think even in California, there are certain issues that aren't about politics. And deep in your gut, if you're a kid, if you're a millennial, you go, hang on, that 15-year-old girl has got up at 5 a.m. every morning for 6 years to be a gymnast, to be a track and field, whatever. And then now a guy called Brian says, I'm Julie today, and then crushes her on the track. Don't you think this is a moment in time where we could actually turn the tables in the culture war, because they've chosen an issue that is utterly indefensible?
Well, you just wonder how it even got to this point. I mean, how we got
to the point. Well, when you deny reality, this is where you're going to end up.
Yeah, it's this whole notion that the left started to inject, I'd say, you know, 30, 40 years ago, where there is no objective truth.
No.
Right? You know,
everybody has their own.
Right. That you get to sort of define your own existence, and that there's not, you know, a set of principles or values or truths.
It's your lived truth.
Yeah.
You heard that?
Exactly.
It's
that
lived truth.
Right. Well, I think that when you start to deconstruct the notion of truth, then you get to a point like this where I don't even know how to have this conversation with you with a straight face, that you have men competing as women in athletics. Or I was chatting with a friend of mine who's got a younger sister who's in that kind of, you know, middle school age. And now it is all about not just like you transition from a man to a woman, but that you could go back and forth. Yeah, this notion that like kind of each day is its own gender adventure.
So you wake up and you decide.
The Wonder Years were weird enough when you didn't have to pick a gender. I had a hard enough time picking out clothes to wear to the seventh grade. Now you got to pick a gender every day.
All right. So could this be them pushing this issue? Could this be the moment where we win people over who say this is just nuts?
I would hope the American people would wake up and just say, like, look, you know, there are issues that we still have to work through on the right. But if you put these people on the left in charge of this country, we'll lose it. I mean, and this notion that we can't ever lose it, where America will always be on top, that belies history. I mean, we did not get here by accident, and we will not just stay here as a matter of course. We have to continue to fight for the values and principles and, dare I say, truths that actually make this country the most exceptional society in all of human history.
And remember what our founding fathers called it. They called it an experiment, right? Mm-hmm. There's no guarantee here. It's about us. This is the first ever experiment of its kind. And if we don't keep that in front of us every single day, those that deny the truth can undermine it all. And we have, what, 350 days left? I invited him to talk about impeachment. I thought we were going to talk about impeachment.
We haven't even gotten to call Colin Kaepernick yet.
I've mentioned Colin Kaepernick. We talk about Chinese New Year, the PIN Design Committee. We've talked about chicken sandwiches.
How are the YouTube editors going to even title this?
They're not, because we've been banned.
There you go.
We've been banned. We're on Facebook. We're on Vimeo, but YouTube, because they said something about copyright, but it has nothing to do with the fact that I mentioned Eric Chiarmella's name 200 times last week. Clearly, right? That could have nothing to do with it, right? In your experience?
I think the cancel culture is in full swing, Dr. G. I think you may feel the tip of the spear there, but the good news is the truth is still a powerful thing. And when you put it out there, the American people consume it, and they're ready to fight for this great country. And I think that as we go into election year in 2020, there is a new enthusiasm that we're just going to continue to see build. And we got to do our job here in Washington to make sure that we expose this impeachment garbage for the nonsense distraction that it is. And that'll largely be the work of the upcoming week.
Yeah. Well, we have 8 witnesses allegedly coming up starting tomorrow. We had 3 so-called star witnesses last week. We're going to discuss all of that momentarily with our good friend Matt Gaetz. But before we do that, don't forget, another friend of this program, in fact, he's been a guest host, is the incredible Mike Lindell, a superb patriot. Can't wait to get him back in front of the microphone. He has offered you, if you are one of my listeners, the biggest discount he has given anybody, even in those TV ads where he pops out of the cabinet, bigger than even that. If you go to MyPillow.com and use my name, you can also call them 1-800-829-8468. The number, write it down, 1-800-829-8468 or MyPillow.com. But you've got to use the special code G-O-R-K-A for all those incredible products, especially the new Egyptian cotton Giza dream sheets, the body pillow, and everything else. He's only sold 45 million of his pillows. How do you even sell 45? How do you make 45 million pillows? Ask Mike Lindell. I'm Sebastian Gorka, back with Congressman Matt Gaetz next here on America First from ReliefFactor.com studios, broadcasting on the Salem Radio Network from just outside the insalubrious rat's nest that is Washington, D.C. Hi, this is Sebastian Gorka for my friends at BestHotGrill.com, who also make the best gas logs for your fireplace. If you are still burning wood or your old gas log is overdue for a makeover, Rasmussen Gas Logs has a new look for you. They have many finishes, including detailed bark, fresh split, weathered driftwood, and white birch. If your room has modern or contemporary design, don't use a rustic log set. Check out Rasmussen's popular fireballs and firestones to keep your fireplace's appearance in alignment with the room's decor. A fireplace is the focal point of every room, so you want a Rasmussen gas log set or fireballs that look great when the fireplace is not being used, and even better when the flame is on. Get a free personalized log set sizing recommendation and more information about American-made Rasmussen gas logs and Solaire infrared grills at BestHotGrill.com. That's BestHotGrill.com. USA-made Rasmussen gas logs and Solaire infrared grills at BestHotGrill.com.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Most people in today's economy are taking a roller coaster ride with their investments. With VantagePoint software, you can remove that dynamic from your investment strategy once and for all. VantagePoint has spent the last 3 decades perfecting an artificial intelligence process that you can put to use today to take advantage of market fluctuations and make money no matter which way the market moves. VantagePoint software analyzes massive quantities of data all around the world in seconds, so you get the information you need to make the right decisions to optimize your profits. VantagePoint is making its exclusive market forecast process available to you for free when you text MONEY to 411-411. That's M-O-N-E-Y to 411-411. We'll send you a link to your free market forecast so you take back control of your financial future. Text MONEY to 411-411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
I couldn't sleep at night. All I could think about was my credit card debt.
I knew I couldn't get a loan, so the thought of owning a home or a new car seemed totally out of the question.
I was afraid to answer the phone, and I dreaded the mail.
It just felt like my credit card debt was this deep pool, and I was just drowning in it.
This might be you right now, and you should know you're not alone.
There is hope.
Right now, certified counselors at Trinity Debt Management are standing by and ready to help you, not judge you.
One call to 1-800-990-6976 and you'll find hope to live your life out from under the weight of credit card debt.
Trinity will consolidate your accounts into one easy-to-manage monthly payment.
Put a stop to late fees and over-limit charges, reduce your interest, and possibly improve your credit score. You'll save thousands.
If your debt has you down, we should talk. Call 1-800-990-6976. That's 1-800-990-6976.
Hi, this is Dennis Prager. It's been a big year for the Rational Bible, both volumes, Genesis and Exodus. They've been Amazon bestsellers since they were published. Writing these books is my life's work. Many of those who have read the books have called them life-changing. CEOs are now giving the books to their employees as gifts. At a recent event in Dallas, the president of a local company purchased over 500 copies of the Rational Bible Exodus to give to her employees. Regardless of your religious beliefs, or even if you don't have any, I believe it's so important that these books be read. I've asked the folks in the Prager store to give all companies that are buying at least 24 books a 50% discount on autographed copies of the Rational Bible, Genesis, and Exodus. If you're looking for a holiday gift for your employees or clients, go to PragerStore.com and click the banner that says Corporate Discounts. Whatever someone's religious beliefs, they will enjoy these powerful books. Go to PragerStore.com.
Charlatan in the White House back to the golden throne he came from.
That's a member of Congress, not just a member of Congress. It's the chairman of the Intelligence Committee. It is Adam Schiff, the man who is running the impeachment circus. Is that a bit of projection, Congressman Matt Gaetz, calling somebody else a charlatan?
Adam Schiff is one of the people in Congress who I believe has the least amount of integrity. It's saying a lot in the place where I work, but he has misrepresented facts to the American people. He has constructed a kangaroo court. And I think most importantly, he has torn our country away from the priorities that we should be focused on. You know, whether it's ensuring that we got a high-class health system, reforming our asylum laws, reducing the cost of prescription drugs, all that has taken a backseat to the personal political ambitions of Adam Schiff in what is a ludicrous Ukrainian knockoff to the Russia hoax. I mean, wasn't it just a few months ago, Seb, that these people were telling us that they were going to impeach Donald Trump over Russia?
Conclusive proof.
When was the last time you heard obstruction of justice talked about? I mean, like,
now it's bribery.
Thing,
it's bribery now.
Oh, yes, right, because their focus groups told them to. So these people have the nerve to go out and say, this is about the rule of law. We are the great defenders of democracy. And they're only the defenders of democracy to the extent to which they can run out the leash given to them by their pollsters and pundits in swing districts. That reporting was the best proof we've seen that this is solely a political exercise, and it is not at all about the facts. It is about House Democrats humiliated over Russia, needing an excuse to continue the pursuit of a president who is pursuing greatness for our country.
So the three star witnesses last week were all challenged by your colleagues, and one of them asked them point blank, what criminal event, what crime, impeachable crime, did the president commit in that phone call? Every single one of them, the two ambassadors, the deputy assistant secretary, said there was no impeachable crime. At that point, can't we just shut this down?
One would think. I mean, what you really have here is hearsay dipped in resentment and then sort of marinated in permanent Washington. Right. You know what I mean? I think what you have here are people who fundamentally are convicted in their view of how we ought to interact with Ukraine in the face of the Russia threat. And any deviation from that, for any reason other than that which is cooked up in their, you know, in their think tanks and in their public policy and foreign policy cocktail party circuits, anything that deviates is somehow impeachable and improper because Donald Trump does things differently. Look, our country has a long history of presidents utilizing irregular foreign policy channels to get the job done.
Kennedy did it. You know, Reagan did it.
The world stage is not like a paint-by-numbers exercise.
Right.
You know, you've got to be able to kind of, I think, dip and dive and utilize the complex tools that you have in an ever-evolving environment. And by the way, the environment we have here is that Ukraine was the third most corrupt country in the world. You had Nelly Orr utilizing Ukrainian sources to try to pollute the Justice Department against Donald Trump in the Russia hoax.
Through her husband in the DOJ.
Right. And the notion that we are not allowed to look under the covers and, you know, figure out what was going on in the Ukraine and to what extent the Biden family may have been running a shakedown scheme there. I mean, come on. We got to be able to do that work. And the president leading it is not problematic to me at all.
So let's talk in the last few minutes we have with Matt Gaetz. He is from the 1st District in Florida. Rep. Matt Gaetz, G-A-E-T-Z. A couple of callers have said, you guys, during the hearing, just need to stand up and walk out. Give us a response to that. My argument was you need to be in there to grill. There is a symbolic message you send. So talk to us first about that suggestion. And then secondly, what is your advice to the White House? The president knows about this show. He asked me about this show. What is your advice to how the White House should play this if this drags on for months, Congressman?
I think the White House has made improvements. I was critical of their initial take that setting up a war room, getting a communication strategy together was not necessary because they were innocent. I'm a litigator. I've represented a lot of innocent people, and you definitely still want to have a communication strategy, and you want to be able to push back against the lies that we face from the mainstream media valeting for the radical left trying to destabilize the presidency. So I was critical of that. I think you see a Pam Bondi brought onto the team. You see some additional human talent assembled around this challenge, and I think that they'll be in a better spot this week than they were just weeks ago. But in terms of the get up and walk out, I've heard this as well. It is not my style. It is not your style. I mean, if they are coming after the elected president of the United States, and I am just not for giving them the stage to do that. I think we need to be in there swinging. Now, frankly, they've stacked the deck by utilizing the illegal leaks and the secret hearings and the media the way they have. But I just, you know, when I see someone trying to take away what the voters of this country earned, I couldn't possibly just walk away from that.
Okay, let me ask you the last question. As a former litigator, people keep telling me if they impeach him and it goes to the Senate, we're golden. They're never going to get 20 Republicans to jump ship. Are we so sure?
You know, I sometimes worry about some of my colleagues in the Senate, and what I don't want to do is empower some of the never Trump impulses that exist in the Senate. What I don't want is to send an impeachment over to the Senate and then each and every day is consumed with the musings of Mitt Romney,
right,
you know, or Ben Sasse or any of these people who have not been particularly helpful in advancing the president's agenda. So
what's the play here? Do we hope that Mitch just dumps it on day one, saying this was not per regulations, or do we just hope and pray that they never get the supermajority?
I don't know why the Senate would have to even move to proceed on this, given the unfair process in the House and the obvious motivation to do this following the Russia hoax. Like, I keep coming back to Russia, Seb, but I mean, I spent 2.5 years on it, so pardon me for not just wanting to get divorced
right away.
Whatever
happened to that?
Right, exactly. And you know, I just think that it's so clear that they're trying to occupy the media bandwidth with this Ukraine stuff because they have no defense for themselves when it comes to what they did to our country over Russia. So I think that would be a sufficient basis not even to proceed on it for the majority leader. I think he has a range of options before a six-week trial. If the majority leader in the Senate has a six-week trial, I think that would be a betrayal of what a legitimate impeachment ought to look like, because this has been so flawed in its conception.
So you're right there. You're on the front lines. We've got a minute left with Matt Gaetz. How long is this stage going to last? What's your gut sense?
You know what's interesting? That question you asked is the question that a lot of Democrats in seats that Donald Trump won are asking.
Of course.
Because, like, some of them are going to vote for impeachment, some of them are not.
Right.
But they just want it to be over. I think what Democrats in swing districts understand is that whether they impeach or don't impeach, this is a losing issue with the voters.
Yeah.
You know, I did a radio town hall this morning in my district. I might have gotten one or two questions about impeachment. They were asking about veterans issues, our military. They were asking about whether or not the mail was getting delivered on time. Just the normal kind of kitchen table issues. Right. Democrats are depriving themselves of being able to have that debate because they are so obsessed and consumed with impeachment. And if they follow the radical left off the cliff on this, then they will deserve the fate that they get.
We will see whether or not they are lemmings. We have been talking to Congressman Matt Gaetz from Florida's 1st District. We have callers. The call board is falling, including somebody from Pensacola we will get to in a moment. This man has to get to work on Capitol Hill. Follow him. Rep. Matt. 2 T's. Gaetz. G-A-E-T-Z. Keep doing what you do, my friend. Sebastian Gorka here for Relief Factor, the 100% drug-free supplement that was formulated by doctors to help your body deal with inflammation and pain. The reason I've told so many of my friends about the 3-week quick start is because as we get older, occasional aches and pains can be a real problem, keeping you from sleeping through the night or doing the things you love and need to do, like taking walks or playing golf, going up or downstairs, or simply playing with your kids or grandkids. Tens of thousands are now like me, glad they ordered the 3-week quick start for just $19.95. After years of back pain, I found relief, and I believe you could too. Folks, this is why the father and son owners of Relief Factor, Pete and Seth Talbot, created the 3-week quick start, and they discounted it to only $19.95. Approximately 70% of those who order it go on to order more. Let's see if we can get you out of pain too. Go to ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com, or call 800-500-8384.
I couldn't sleep at night. All I could think about was my credit card debt.
I knew I couldn't get a loan, so the thought of owning a home or a new car seemed totally out of the question.
I was afraid to answer the phone, and I dreaded the mail.
It just felt like my credit card debt was this deep pool, and I was just drowning in it.
This might be you right now, and you should know you're not alone.
There is hope.
Right now, certified counselors at Trinity Debt Management are standing by and ready to help you, not judge you.
One call to 1-800-990-6976 and you'll find hope to live your life out from under the weight of credit card debt.
Trinity will consolidate your accounts into one easy-to-manage monthly payment.
Put a stop to late fees and over-limit charges, reduce your interest, and possibly improve your credit score. You'll save thousands.
If your debt has you down, we should talk. Call 1-800-990-6976. That's 1-800-990-6976.
I'm Lou Dobbs. President Trump summons Jerome Powell to the White House. Czechs impose new tax on Google and Apple. And pro-life groups suing New York Governor Andrew Cuomo. Those stories next.
Haul packages for a living? A gas-powered Mercedes-Benz Sprinter delivers. Transport people? A Sprinter van with 0% financing is a five-star idea. If food delivery is your thing, then a gas Sprinter caters to you. And if you're a general contractor, the Sprinter with 0% financing nails it. With innovation, safety, and technology, Sprinter is built for you. And it's built for your bottom line with 0% financing. The Mercedes-Benz Sprinter, starting at just $33,790. And for a limited time with IRS Section 179, you could be eligible for up to a $25,000 tax deduction. Gas engine, 0% financing, and a possible tax deduction? Now that's a Sprinter that delivers. Mercedes-Benz. Vans. Born to run.
MSRP excludes all options, taxes, title, registration, transportation charge, and dealer prep fee. Options, model availability, national dealer price may vary. See dealer for details about costs and terms. Only valid on 2018 or 2019 Mercedes-Benz Sprinter vans, excluding cab chassis. Qualified commercial customers only. Financing offer valid through January 2nd, 2020. Consult your tax advisor for more information. Bonus may apply. Visit mvvans.com.
President Trump today summoned Fed Chair Jerome Powell to the White House to talk about the economy and interest rates. The meeting was described as very good and cordial. Wall Street reaction to the White House conversation, positive. How positive? Well, on Wall Street, a new record close for the Dow, the NASDAQ, and S&P. At the close, the Dow Jones Industrials up 31 points, good enough for a new record. The NASDAQ up 9, the S&P up 2. All new records. The Czech government set to impose a 7% tax on internet companies, including Apple and Google. And faith-based legal defense organization Alliance Defending Freedom is joining with a Rochester pregnancy center to sue New York Governor Cuomo over a new law he signed that forces religious groups to hire employees who disagree with their mission. Cuomo has labeled pro-lifers as extreme and stated they have no place in New York. Please join me for Lou Dobbs tonight, 7 o'clock and 10 Eastern on the Fox Business Network. This is the Lou Dobbs Financial Report.
Please. Oh, there he is. There's my guy. Good
Thank
job.
You,
How's your new show going? Good?
Very well, thank
I
you.
I heard good.
Thank you. Yes, indeed. There's something Trumpian about that Gates chap here. He is always on form. Have you ever seen him kind of low energy? Never seen him low. And he's in the media a lot, and we must be grateful because my old boss, he doesn't have enough surrogates. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First on the Salem Radio Network. Just a little bit of an update with regards to impeachment hearings. This is Christina Wong, one of our favorites at Breitbart.com. Reuters poll. 36% of independents tuning out on the impeachment hearings. Almost 40% just couldn't be bothered of independents to watch the impeachment hearings, and they lost a million viewers from one day of impeachment to the next, ending up with 7 million fewer national viewers than for the Mueller testimony. People are fed up. When it comes to international things, we've got to keep you up to date as well. Really, this is what we should be discussing. The incredible successes here domestically, and also what's going on internationally. Did you know what's going on in Iran over the weekend? Really incredible. So the Iranian government increased the price of gas by 50%. 50%. Now, that sounds a lot, okay, but you just have to know that this country has the cheapest gas in the world, 50 cents a gallon, okay? 50 cents a gallon right now. They increased it by 50%. And what happened? Protests across the country. And this is really significant because this is like 2009 when they had protests as well. But we are talking about this weekend, we had a bank set on fire in the southeast of Iran. We had at least five people killed. And this is the really symbolic thing. A statue of Ayatollah Ruhollah Khomeini, so the original Ayatollah, was set alight. That's a message. The Iranian people setting alight a statue of the founding Ayatollah of the revolution. And what did they do in response? Saturday, the Iranian government shut down the internet. Yeah. Tells you a lot about who is running that country. Let's go to your calls. The call board is full. If anybody drops off, the number is 833-334-6752. Let's go to a friend who I met recently. Yes, not only is he a regular caller, but now we've had the pleasure of meeting in person. It's Brent in Los Angeles, line 3. Brent, welcome back.
Hello, Dr. Gorka. Thank you so much.
Sure.
Yes, I'm calling in because I was appalled and shaken by something you mentioned today, that Representative Dina Titus from Nevada called for the impeachment of President Trump, and the coincidence happens to be on the same day, I believe it is, that President Trump and Secretary of State Pompeo have declared that the West Bank legally belongs to Israel. And what shook me is this name Titus. Titus was the number one mass murderer of Jews before Hitler came on the scene. He killed approximately 1 million Jews in 70 AD when he crushed Jerusalem and destroyed the temple.
So what is the connection you're trying to make there, Brent? Just because they have the same name? Don't getting a little bit tenuous here, my friend.
This goes into the biblical orientation of the days, that God has a sense of humor. And is it just a coincidence that somebody who's calling for the destruction of Trump, the great benefactor of the Jewish people, just coincidentally it has the name of a number one mass murderer of Jews?
And you did that all without any alliteration, my friend. I think this is the first time you've ever called this show without alliteration. What's happening to you? Are you having an off day, Brent?
Yeah, I'm startled. I'm startled and I'm shaken.
You're shook. What it was? Who was that AOC said when she did that little video when she saw that the vegetables come out of the dirt and they grow? I'm shook. How did that happen? The collard greens are growing. Yeah.
But this is also another amazing story that President Trump says legally, which we all knew, with common sense, that the West Bank belongs to Israel. It always has.
Right. Well, that's another sin he's committed. I'm sure they'll find a way to impeach him for that as well. Thank you, my friend Brent. Yeah, this is I was going to say reality we live in. But that's not the best word for the situation we're in, where somebody like Adam Schiff says, we have to send that pretender, we have to send that charlatan back to his golden throne. If anybody has a charlatan's throne, it is Adam Schiff, the chairman of this farrago, this circus that is a non-impeachment. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First. Is it time? It is. No, it can't be. My gosh. It's already the third segment. Where did the time go? Let's talk about this incredible product called Balance of Nature that I take every day before the show. It is pure, pure health. And listen to my friend Joe Piscopo, my radio host buddy in New York, who also is a massive fan of Balance of Nature.
Dr. Gorka, we both know what it's like to be on the radio for several hours. Because we give everything we got to our audience, you always feel so drained. But soon, you're going to notice that you have a lot more energy, not only during your show, but before and after with Balance of Nature.
Yes, indeed. And if you are listening to this show and you use my name, you will get the biggest discount on this product, which is in each 6-capsule dose, 10 servings of 31 different fruits and vegetables. That's how healthy it is. It boosts your immune system, and it provides you that extra dose of the stuff that, you know, we just sometimes don't get around to eating, like that kale stuff. Go to balanceofnature.com or call 800-246-8751. Go to balanceofnature.com or call 800-246-8751. But use, in either case, the code G-O-R-K-A. The team at MyPillow is grateful for you this holiday season. So grateful they have an amazing offer. Buy one, get one free on their incredible sheet sets. Mike Lindell has the world's most comfortable bed sheets made with the best cotton in the world, where the Sahara, the Nile, and the Mediterranean Sea meet to create perfect conditions to grow the best cotton. His new Giza Dream sheets are made with this long staple cotton, and Mike guarantees they will be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own. The first night you sleep on them, you'll never want to sleep on anything else. Giza Dream sheets are available in a variety of colors and, as usual, come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. Right now, you can buy one, get one free by calling 800-829-8468 and using promo code GORKA, G-O-R-K-A. For a limited time, buy one, get one free plus free shipping. Call 800-829-8468 or go to MyPillow.com, promo code G-O-R-K-A.
Guess what? Right now is the perfect time to get your house ready for the winter so you can sit back and enjoy the holidays. HomeAdvisor can help get you started. HomeAdvisor matches you to the right pro for the job in seconds. You can read reviews and even book appointments online. HomeAdvisor can help with any home project, big or small, painting, plumbing, even remodeling. So why wait? Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app to get started on your next project. HomeAdvisor.
Hi, this is Dennis Prager. It's been a big year for the Rational Bible, both volumes, Genesis and Exodus. They've been Amazon bestsellers since they were published. Writing these books is my life's work. Many of those who have read the books have called them life-changing. CEOs are now giving the books to their employees as gifts. At a recent event in Dallas, the president of a local company purchased over 500 copies of the Rational Bible Exodus to give to her employees. Regardless of your religious beliefs, or even if you don't have any, I believe it's so important that these books be read. I've asked the folks in the Prager store to give all companies that are buying at least 24 books a 50% discount on autographed copies of the Rational Bible, Genesis, and Exodus. If you're looking for a holiday gift for your employees or clients, go to PragerStore.com and click the banner that says Corporate Discounts. Whatever someone's religious beliefs, they will enjoy these powerful books. Go to PragerStore.com.
Hi, I'm Karen, owner of Lone Star Transfer. If you are a timeshare owner, getting out is probably a top priority. And now that the annual maintenance fees are right around the corner, this ongoing burden and expense is at the top of your list. Let us do for you what we have done for thousands of others. Our process is done legally, ethically, and quickly. Don't let another day go by with maintenance fees taking your hard-earned money. Give us a call for a no-obligation consultation at 844-284-4863 or online at LoneStarTransfer.com.
Well, Republicans argue here.
You know what? If we could just talk about what we want to do. I really have a real discomfort level of responding to what Republicans say, because they are in denial about what has happened in the country. So if you want to ask me about where we're going on this, mm-hmm. I'm happy to respond to that. But I find it a waste of my time and yours to just be talking about what Republicans say.
Well, I want to just let you respond, though, to the argument that's being made in messaging by Republicans here, that
Let it stand. Let their argument stand, because it's on such quicksand that I don't even want to have it given any more visibility. by my dignifying any of their misrepresentations.
Someone salty. Get her some French fries. Nancy, you are not happy, are you? Oh my gosh, the Republicans are the ones in denial? Uh-huh. Is that why you can't discuss the economy? Is that why you don't want to bring the USMCA to a vote? Is that why you've started an impeachment of the economically most successful president since 1969? Mm-hmm. Again, it's like Dennis says, it's all about projection. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First. Don't forget the podcast is available for free at iTunes. Just look for my name, Sebastian Gorka, and America First. We also have an app. Did you know that? They made an app and they didn't even tell me. You can get an app that has the show on it. It's got my name. It's got our logo. You can download the app as well at the App Store. I have to get to your calls. The call board is full. But first, I promised you I'd mentioned it. And by the way, what do we think about that Mustang? I have to admit, it is just really intrigued me. An electric four-door Mustang that's an SUV. I don't know. Looks cool, though. We have to discuss the fact that our friend who was on the show not too long ago, Michelle Malkin, with her new incredible book, Open Borders, has now been, is it deplatforming? No, I guess it's not deplatforming, but YAF, the Young America's Foundation, said they're not going to allow her to make speeches for them anymore. What was the crime? What did she commit? Well, here's the text of the speech that she gave under YAF auspices that got her kicked off that organization, that quote-unquote conservative organization. This is what Michelle said. They want me to disavow Nick Fuentes, the Holocaust-denying anti-Semite that I've discussed on this show, and VDare, which is a website, and Peter Brimelow and Faith Goldie and Gavin McGinnis and the Proud Boys and Steve King and Laura Loomer and so on and so on. I do not agree with every last thing they've said or written or published or tweeted, but I will not disavow any of them. She goes on to say, I disavow hatred of America. I disavow the systematic bipartisan betrayal of American citizens, students, and families. Where are the disavowals of CPAC organizers who banned young nationalists? Now, I love Michelle, and we owe her a lot. There are some problems in this statement. Number one, you can disavow Nick Fuentes. As soon as somebody denies the Holocaust, there is no problem with disavowing that person. Sometimes people need to be disavowed. Not deplatformed, because we believe in the First Amendment, but the idea that these are people with blue check marks as verified users on Twitter is indefensible. But tell me what you think. And then the last line, banning young nationalists. Not the phrase I would use to describe people who are in fact racists. When you start talking about race as the problem and not culture, yeah, you can be a conservative and believe in Martin Luther's vision that we will be judged by the content of our character and not the color of our skin. And those people who trolled events, conservative events, over the last few weeks, they are racist in their opinions. Watch their videos. People like Fuentes are anti-Semitic Holocaust deniers. That's where I stand. And I have no problem to my dying day disavowing those who deny one of the greatest crimes in modern history. I do the same with those who disavow, who deny the truth of communist crimes. I'll disavow you as well. If you deny, as this argument I've been having on Twitter with the Communist Party of Great Britain, that socialism's never really existed. Yes, it has. And it's actually cost 100 million lives. We'll get your take on Michelle and what should happen in the future. But let's go to your calls. Richie in New Jersey. I think he's nailed the essence of the fake impeachment. Line 5, Richie, welcome to America First. What's going on?
Thank you, Doctor. What the Democrat, even though the Democrats dream of impeaching the president, all they've been doing is impairing him. And history, in keeping with the theme of fruit, history will know them, judge them with rotten tomatoes.
Can you be a little bit more explicit beyond the vegetable reference? What's going to be the final result?
It's a play on the words impeach and impair.
I get it, but let's talk not about fruits and vegetables. Let's talk about reality.
Okay. Well, they've been impairing him. And every step of the term, they've been impairing him.
Okay, I get it. But what's going to be the end result?
Well, the end result is he's going to win. That's the end result.
You mean win in general or in the election? What are you referring to?
In general and in the election, because the American people aren't as stupid as they make us out to be. We're getting it. We're seeing this. Thanks to social media, we don't have to depend on the fake news anymore.
Are you a heavy user of social media? Is that where you get your news from, Richie?
Actually, no, I'm not, but I'm a heavy user of the radio.
Good. Wise man. So you think this won't affect him, the mud won't stick?
Well, no, it won't for the most part. Maybe 50% of the low-information voters will not get it because they don't watch them, they don't listen to the radio. You get more reality from the radio than you do from listening to the so-called 6 o'clock news, which we used to get our news from.
Yeah, and more importantly, a lot more people listen to radio than watch the news. Thank you, my friend. Thank you, Richie. We shall see, but we will do our part to push back on the lies. This is America First at the Salem Radio Network from the ReliefFactor.com studios. Relief Factor, we know you have a choice. If you suffer from daily aches, daily pain, you can take regular painkillers. You can get prescription painkillers if it's that bad. You can have those stinky ointments. But how about something else? How about something that is not artificial, not synthetic, doesn't have a bad effect on your gut, isn't smelly, has no negative side effects, and, most important of all, actually works. That's Relief Factor. Relief Factor is made from natural ingredients that have been demonstrated over decades, in the case of curcumin, over centuries to affect pain relief. How? By attacking the source of the pain, which is the inflammation. In my case, it was a lower back pain issue that had plagued me for almost a decade. I started taking Relief Factor, and within 2 weeks of trying the 3-week quick starter pack, I was pain-free, and I still am today, 10 months later. Don't you deserve to find out if you could be liberated from your daily aches and pains, as was I, and as tens of thousands of Americans have been? Super simple. Go to ReliefFactor.com right now. Order your 3-week quick starter pack for $19.95, less than a dollar a day. You're worth finding out if you can be liberated for $20. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. Sebastian Gorka here for Relief Factor, the 100% drug-free supplement that was formulated by doctors to help your body deal with inflammation and pain. The reason I've told so many of my friends about the 3-week quick start is because as we get older, occasional aches and pains can be a real problem, keeping you from sleeping through the night or doing the things you love and need to do, like taking walks or playing golf, going up or downstairs, or simply playing with your kids or grandkids. Tens of thousands are now like me, glad they ordered the 3-week quick start for just $19.95. After years of back pain, I found relief, and I believe you could too. Folks, this is why the father and son owners of Relief Factor, Pete and Seth Talbot, created the 3-week quick start, and they discounted it to only $19.95. Approximately 70% of those who order it go on to order more. Let's see if we can get you out of pain too. Go to ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com, or call 800-500-8384. Sebastian Gorka here. Maybe you've been hearing about Relief Factor, the 100% drug-free supplement that helps a person's body deal with inflammation and pain. You've heard all the wonderful testimonials. Well, I have my own testimonial. For many years, my lower back pain was becoming a serious problem. The short story is, I finally gave it a try, and now I'm out of pain too. So if you're in pain, you can order the 3-week quick start for just $19.95. Go to ReliefFactor.com.
If you haven't switched to Pure Talk USA, you're probably paying too much for your cell service. Pure Talk covers 99% of the country, and plans start at just $20 per line with no contract and a one-month risk-free guarantee. You've got nothing to lose. You can even keep your phone and your number. Get 50% off your first month when you call now. Just go to puretalkusa.com and enter promo code HALFOFF. That's puretalkusa.com, promo code HALFOFF.
Impeachment and conviction of fake news. America first.
Thank you, Mr. Lotta. You guys have been good today. For a Monday, I always write Mondays off. But no, not in terms of this show. I never write this show off. I'm talking about other stuff around the show. But you perform, my friends. Bravo, bravo. Calls are great, lots of calls. Getting ready for the craziness continuing tomorrow with the eight witnesses that are being brought in back to Capitol Hill for the, what is it, third day of crazy impeachment. Let's squeeze in one more caller. Dolores in Texas, line four. Welcome to America First.
Hello, Dr. Gorka. How are you?
Splendiferous.
Okay, listen, I'm an immigrant from Panama.
Oh, wow.
I escaped Panama. And I came to America because it was the land of the free.
Yes.
The home of the brave. I loved everything about America, but today I'm very sad.
What happened?
We see Mr. Stone sentenced for many years for lying to Congress. Adam Schiff does this every day in Congress and out of Congress. Who's going to throw him in jail?
You're a mind reader, Dora. Either that or Eric has been playing me like a cheap fiddle. Because the story I have on my desk in front of me, the one that I'd run out of time, I thought, to mention, you won't believe this. It is the sentencing or the conviction report on Roger Stone. This man is 67 years old, convicted of seven counts, which could result in 50 years of sentencing, which means basically a death sentence.
Exactly. Yeah. His family is heartbroken.
Yeah.
Well, and I look at the liars on the other side. They're walking around free. Nothing happens to them.
Well, look, all I'll say is there's a president who Roger Stone has been close to in the past. As soon as he was found guilty on those seven counts, I tweeted out a photograph of Roger Stone and star witness Ambassador Yovanovitch. And I said, you know what? If he gets sentenced, the president could pardon Roger Stone and then make him the new ambassador to the Ukraine. That would be fun.
And that would be fantastic.
And the president could do it. It could be a lot of fun. Listen, you've been a great caller. Will you stay on the line, Dolores? Can I give you a signed copy of The War for America's Soul?
You.
All right, from one legal immigrant to another legal immigrant, I want you to stay on the line. God bless you. Great call. Yeah, look, the story isn't finished with Roger Stone, so keep your powder dry, guys. Keep your powder dry. I'm Sebastian Gorka. You guys have been so much fun today. Also, thank you to our great guests, Jano Caldwell, Joe Concha, Adam Kennedy, and the irrepressible Matt Gaetz. Catch you tomorrow for the third day of the impeachment circus. Keep your head on a swivel. Watch your six. Never give up. Never give in. I'm Sebastian Gorka. Stay frosty.
Balance of Nature. Changing the world one life at a time.
Your product is absolutely amazing. I can't tell you how my life has been changed so completely. I'm just at a loss to describe. I don't know how I could ever tell Dr. Howard and Susan, his dear wife, how much I deeply appreciate all the work they put into this magnificent product. I mean, there's so many things that have improved, and I'm only just beginning.
Experience the balance of nature difference for yourself. Call or go online now and become a preferred customer, which gives you our best pricing and free shipping. And we will take an additional 35% off of your first order. This will be a limited time offer, so don't wait. Call 800-2468-751. That's 800-2468-751. Or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code GORKA.